Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
Hello, everybody. Today on Radio Morse, we have a very special guest from Japan. He came to us at an invitation from the Foreign Languages Department of Gdańsk University. Mochan is a couchsurfer. He is traveling the world with his family, his aunt and his little daughter, to talk about the Japanese culture, his way of life, and to meet other people.
And today he's in Poland. And how do you like it? Because it's not your first time in Poland, I've heard it.
Yeah, so we visited Poland this time 4 times. Yeah, so the first time we visited Krakow. And third time, and this time mainly Sopot, Gdansk, around this area. Because I met really good people from this area, and we really enjoyed it. And yeah, the last time he introduced this university teacher, Alina. So that's why we thought, oh, it's a really good opportunity to meet more friendly people. Why don't we go to Poland? And we are here.
It's nice.
And how do you like it?
Ah, so in Japan, I organize the group tour. And it doesn't matter about the nationality. So we invite many country couch surfer or backpackers and travel all together in many Japan highlighted place like Tokyo, Mount Fuji, Kyoto. Travel all together, stay together, eat, drink together. Not only for traveling, for fun, so because I like it and I like to meet different country people. So that, and luckily, not only serving tour, I can meet, make a really good friendship. So that's why, yeah. What is the question? So the question is,
do you like Poland? Yeah, but mainly Polish people, of course, who are visiting Japan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Were there any of Polish people who are visiting you in Japan?
Yeah, so I met some people, still keep in touch, but I'm very shy, so that's why when I always suggest me to visit, so I will get the opportunity.
Catch the opportunity, yeah. Okay, so we would like today talk with you about, in general, Japanese culture, mm-hmm, and your couch surfing experience.
Yes.
So we have some question. Mm-hmm. What is a wish club?
I started my own social club. Wish Club since 1993, because I thought if I say to the people, hey, I like to meet people from many countries, so I thought, oh, it's a weird guy. But if I say we are a group, the people feel safe. So that's why I call the name of the group. So, but it's just my private project. So doesn't matter about the organization or want to be a group leader or something like that. I thought that just a practical way the people can believe me or activity. So that's why I started to say, we are Wish Club, so we will do international social gathering. But 1993, so we didn't have internet, so we could just meet the local people or local English teachers. So that's why I started to invite local English teachers and I also started open the bar. Because I thought Yeah, if in Japan, home party culture doesn't exist, almost doesn't exist. It's not common invite friends to the house. So that's why if I say to the people, hey, let's have a home party, let's make international friends, it was also kind of weird thing for my Japanese local friends. That's why I said Wish Club and I opened the bar. Okay, let's have a drink gathering or something. Yeah, I just thought it's an easy way people to join us.
To make friends.
Yeah. I don't know couch surfing when did it start. But around 2006, I applied couch surfing and I met the travelers at the time and I recognized...
She's bored.
Yeah, completely different. So, I mean, English teachers mainly from America, England, Australia, but the travelers, no limit. So many we can meet many country, variety country people, and really open-minded and sorry.
Oh, no problem.
And have you ever trouble because of couch surfing?
So actually I was a really active couch surfing member as a host. But I don't think I'm a couch surfing lover or I feel something strange if people say, oh, you are really big couch surfer or something. Just I use couch surfing as a platform website to meet new people. So not only couch surfing, so many variety people exist. Just, the couch surfing was a kind of useful website to meet kind of open-minded people. And it was the easiest way to meet them. So now we have many, for example, Facebook or Meetup. I don't know, Airbnb, so many platform website, but still couch surfing was best website to find my kind people. But unfortunately, 2014 November, the website changed the system. And before that, so I was kind of really active member and many people contacted me, but after 2014 November completely situation changed and now no one contact me by couch surfing. So that's why it's a reason why I feel something different if you ask me about couch surfing.
Okay. But you're a traveler, I think, a big traveler. And I wonder what surprises you the most while you travel?
So my travel purpose is meeting people who met in Japan before. So that's why I'm not a tourist and I don't care about a famous sightseeing place. I really want to meet similar kind people. Yeah, so I mean, similar kind means the people who want to enjoy life with a friend. And the friend is doesn't matter nationality. So before, no internet generation, it was really difficult. But nowadays, we have internet. So that's why minorities like me can connect. and have a possibility to meet. So that's why, as for me, not traveling. So just coming here by airplane. So it's an airplane and a rental car. It's just the tool. So in that, that's why couchsurfing also tool to meet my type people. And that's why, so today, so I could see kind of my type people to wear, I mean, so everybody wear kimono and have fun and show smile, kind of unconsciously. But it's our pleasure and our happiness and our energy to continue it. So that's why we want to see the people's smile. Doesn't matter place or nationality.
Okay, so maybe we talk about Japanese culture, because you mentioned this, you know, wearing kimono and so on. And
you're expert of the Japan culture.
Yeah.
And what is the best for you in Japanese culture?
Oh,
so many things.
Yeah, for example, maybe popular thing is the anime cartoon culture. Yeah. Because since we are young, so everywhere cartoon, manga, and if we turn on the TV, we can see anime. That's why, anime manga culture is really big. And we also, but young people don't like, may not like, but we also like traditional culture. Like, my aunt has many kimono, and we are glad to invite people to aunt house and dress up kimono and feel Japan. And we also bring guests to tea ceremony place. It's a kind of Japanese total culture experience place. Because not only drinking Japanese tea, so when we visit the place, Japanese garden, Japanese tea house, and calligraphy, flower arrangement, and teapot. So the guest can enjoy and feel Japanese culture at the same time. And, for example, my place is near a symbolic mountain. It's called Mount Fuji. So that's why I bring people to the landscape place of Mount Fuji. So, nature scenery also beautiful, I think. Not only mountainside, beachside. So,
Many things. And is there anything that you find uncomfortable, maybe, in Japan culture?
Uncomfortable. I don't want to say negative thing, but I feel always uncomfortable situation. Because maybe you know some Japanese products like cars, Toyota, Nissan,
something like that.
And camera, Canon, Nikon, and Nintendo, Sony, game stuff. So many good products, company. But it's my opinion, though. But good products means our society is a little bit stressful society. Because people are really afraid about the others.
Opinion?
Opinion
of other people. Yeah.
Claim, opinion.
Yeah.
So, for example, in an office, generally in Japan, so if you take more than 10 days vacation, it's really uncommon. And we have a really common joke in the office. So if you take a long holiday, so maybe coworkers say, "Oh, you don't need your seat anymore in the office."
Okay.
It's really common joke.
Yeah.
So that's why people longest holiday is just 9 days. I mean, 2 weekend.
Yeah.
And 5 days weekday. So it's the longest holiday generally. So which means people think they're afraid the other's opinion and patient.
Maybe they are just, you know, living under the pressure of other people. So it's really stressful.
Yeah. But it sounds a negative side. But also, that's why Japanese people can cooperate and help, support each other. And finally, they can make good products, I think. And for example, not all over Japan, but if you go to Tokyo or Osaka, rush hours in the train, so packed. And the station hired the professional person to push people into the train. So it's true. So it sounds insane. I think so. But people have to do it to survive. Or people believe it.
Yeah, just this is some kind of mentality maybe of Japanese people.
Yeah, I think so.
For us, it could be a kind of, you know, some stuff could be weird, but we have
something
to.
Something new.
Something new for us. Just and but in your eyes, we could be also weird.
So
it goes
autonomous culture. Yes, we are different.
Yeah.
And do you meet a lot of people who live like you?
So you mean travelers or? So that's why I said couch surfing used to be a best website to meet such a kind of people. Yeah, I can also, let's say, minority people. So it's a good opportunity to meet such a kind of friendly minority. So, but in Japan, very, very rare. And I believe my Polish friend who lives in Sopot and Gdansk also kind of such a kind of people. So that's why I could come, I could visit again and again. I think so.
Are you going to be a couch surfer for the rest of your life?
You know, host.
So because, so when I organize a road trip with my bus, so I have a minibus which has more than 20 seats. And when we organize a trip, so I always use the bus. And I bring people to the sightseeing place during the daytime. But I think it's the most important time is having dinner at my house or my friend's house all together. So have a seat and drink together and have some food together. So this time, this moment is the most important time. Actually, so the bus sightseeing is a kind of option for me. But I understand many people want to see the landscape and do something experience. So that's why I also take care of it. But for me, it's the most important time is drink, eat together time at my house or my friend's house. And that's why I really hope to continue this activity.
Yeah, I'm curious about one question.
Yeah.
Can anyone sleep on your couch, go for a trip with you in Japan? Can anyone do that?
Yeah. So you mean...
Are you checking your...
Kind of. But I didn't... I refused sometime because I'm fully booked.
Okay. Because of the number.
Of the limit of my bus and my house.
Yeah.
So that's why, we are very sorry. So we don't have any vacancy.
Yeah. But if someone, you know, is you see a profile of a person, and mm-hmm. this person wants to go
uh-huh.
to your house,
uh-huh.
and you see the profile, and you think, oh.
Actually, I didn't read the profile.
Well. Okay.
Yeah, I had some tricks. I mean, I apply Couchsurfing as a Tokyo member, but actually, I live. I don't live in Tokyo, suburbs area near Mount Fuji. So that's why automatically if the person who want to stay in Tokyo or just looking for free accommodation in Tokyo, never reply me.
Okay.
So that's why I can say I set a kind of filter to meet people who likes to meet new people.
Yeah,
so
you have good experience, yes?
So that's why many people ask me, so, hey, Mo-chan, do you have something bad experience? For me, no.
Great.
Not only Couchsurfing, probably any website or any... Yeah, it's a way of living also. So we need to think who want to meet or what do you really want to do and choose the make a strategy or make the plan and choose the right thing to do and choose the right person to meet. And yeah, if so, maybe less... possibility to meet useless relationship people, something like that. Yeah, because the lifetime is limited. I want to meet the really the people who can make a good relationship. I don't have a time to meet the people who don't care about me or who don't like me. So that's why I try to...
push them away.
Yeah, something like that.
Refuse to meet them.
Yeah,
I understand. Yeah. It's a good mantra for the end of the interview. It's really good. You know, just to meet people who are good for you, who are just...
want to
meet you. Nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you
so thank you
much.
For the really good interview.
Thank you so much for inviting.
And our guests were Mo-chan from Japan, and he was with his little daughter, Hannah.
Yes.
Yes, Hannah. He was with Hannah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.